welcome to another edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5 WDBO. We've got the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burke, alongside Harry Stadelmeyer here from the Certified Financial Group, ready to answer your phone calls at 844-220-0965. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
Kyle. Good morning, Kyle.
How are you guys today?
A little chilly, awesome, baby.
Yeah.
Chilly.
Yeah, all of a sudden, we reverted back to
your
fall.
You're about my threshold.
Back
beneath my threshold.
I think you're right on the line, right? 60? Low 60?
Yeah.
That's where we are right now.
What happens
this morning when I was
50.
Got the paper, it was, that's not
that's
good.
Not good?
Not a pretty picture, no.
It's March.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
March. Which mean? What does March mean, Harry?
March Madness is what I think of.
But not only
besides
on the basketball
that,
court,
API?
It's also on the golf
the
court.
Arnold Palmer. Oh, man. See what happens when you're not quite as involved? Yeah, the Arnold Palmer Invitational next, not next week, starts actually the week of the 12th to the 19th. And as many listeners know, I was the general chairman of that, involved in that tournament for 20-plus years.
Chief Potentate.
Yeah, chief donut server. But, yeah, with a little good news yesterday, Tiger decided to come back after a little stint away. So he hadn't been there since 2013. Somebody asked me the last time Tiger and Arnold actually hugged, shook hands, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Was that on the green? Because he won in 2013. Was
that
on the green?
That was the one that got pushed to Monday.
I believe it was the Monday deal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the answer to that, but it could very well be. That was the last time that Tiger and Arnold actually met face-to-face.
So real quick, to give them a plug, how do they get tickets?
Tickets, ArnoldPalmerInvitational.com. Go to ArnoldPalmerInvitational.com. I'd encourage you to do it really quick. The needle has been moved by Tiger announcing that he's coming, and hopefully we have weather like this. It should be a great week. A lot of activities. Arnie's Army Foundation, there's a way to give to that. Really does some neat things in the community. And certainly everything also does help the Winnie and the Arnold Palmer Hospitals, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, we had Mr. Stadelmeyer here for 25 years, and last year the chief
Two years.
Chief Potentate ran the whole operation. Started out handing out donuts in the parking lot and worked his way up. Just shows the cream rises to the top.
Work hard.
Yeah, so we're not here to talk about sports this morning.
No.
We're here to talk about your personal finances, right, Kyle?
That's it, absolutely. What else can we talk about?
Anything that's on your mind regarding your personal finances. As we say, we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that. So wake up at 55 years old, stare across the kitchen table at Loretta and say, Loretta, honey, that paycheck's going to stop one of these days. How are we going to turn into income? What do we need to do to take that 401k, that IRA, and enjoy, as they say, those golden years? So what do we need to do? And it revolves around questions that you might have regarding stocks and bonds and mutual funds and real estate, long-term health care, IRAs, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that and more. We are here to take your calls. And by the way, this is the only show in Central Florida that is staffed strictly, solely, by certified financial planner professionals. Everybody else is wannabes. We are here, the actual real deal.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any questions about any of those topics that are on your mind, the good news for you is the lines are absolutely wide open. We are live this morning. This is not a best of show. Right, Harry?
That is live.
Harry and I are here.
You never take a day
off. In the house.
I can't remember the last time you guys took a day off.
We never have. And by the way, next week is our annual shred event at our office, so we promote this.
So you're taking the day off?
This is open. No, we're going to be there. In fact, we're doing a two-hour extravaganza next week from our office from 9 to 11 a.m. We'll be broadcasting live from our parking lot. This is open to the general public for you to bring those items that you've been saving all year long with your Social Security number and personal and private information that you don't want to get in the hands of criminals.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bring them by our office, two banker's boxes. You will see it shredded right before your very eyes in a commercial shredding truck. And come by, we'll get donuts. You can also register to win two free tickets to the upcoming Springs concert that we are the proud sponsors of for the seventh consecutive year, this year featuring the music of Sting and the Police. And you can come by and register for tickets for that. So it's 9 to 11, our office in Altamont Springs. Right there on Douglas Avenue, you can go to our website for a quick and easy find of the map. That's financialgroup.com, and it's financialgroup.com. So once again, we're here to answer your questions. We are your financial body shop. Harry and I have the Bondo out this morning to patch those rust bumps. You know what Bondo is, Harry?
I do. I've actually used it.
Used it
before.
There you go.
Yes.
On your golf clubs?
No, on my Volkswagen.
Back in the day, huh?
Yes. To keep the floorboard on.
There you go. There you go. So we are here, your financial body shop, to take those dings and scratches out of your personal financial life. And the good news for you, as I said, there is absolutely nobody in line. So if anything that's been on your mind about personal finances, questions that you might have, pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well, 21232. Just keep it about 160 characters because that's all we can see on our screen. And I know a lot of people like to text in sometimes, and then the question gets cut off. 160 characters, please, the 21232. If it takes a lot of detail, that's what the phone line's for, 844-220-0965. All right, Harry, today's topic, beware, the IRS is looking for these top red flags this tax season.
It is tax time, and it's the time where people start gathering all their stuff, if you will, and they start either going to someone to help them, or they decide maybe they want to tackle this by themselves. And I was once asked, what are the odds or chances of being audited? I'm not sure why I was asked that, and I didn't ask. But the good news is that only in 2017, only 1% of the general public was audited. And they anticipate it may be approximately the same amount this year. But it is done by a random program computer. So
like the lottery, it's your lucky number.
Pretty much, it's your lucky number comes up, and they want to know a little bit about your tax return. Now, there are some red flags that they do, in fact, look for. So even though you may not be one of the lucky ones to be randomly chosen, if you have these four and they stand out to the IRS, there's a real good chance you may get a letter. By the way, the IRS does not call you. Okay, there are scams going on
right now.
They're saying, the IRS says you're...
Have you gotten a call?
I have, yes.
How about you, Kyle? Have you gotten a call?
You know, every time I get a number on my phone that I don't recognize, I don't answer it anymore.
Yeah. Yep. No, I actually had a client that got the call and unfortunately gave him the Social Security number.
Oh no.
Yeah. So we had to go there. But anyway, so in essence, here are the four. If you turn in, if you're the most gracious person in America, if all of a sudden you earned $120,000 and $70,000 of it went to charitable contributions, there's a good chance you're going to get a letter.
True, yep.
If you're claiming losses for your beloved hobby, so if I decide that I wanted to deduct my losses on my golf game, and they total $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, there's a good chance that you're going to get that letter. Here's a big one for some of our listeners.
But you were doing research on how to join the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I don't think they'll buy that.
All right.
And also there's a difference between a business and a hobby. You have to determine that. Withdrawing from your retirement account early. So you folks that are out there and you're 50, 52, 53, you're looking at this big nest egg. You maybe have an IRA and you decide you want to take a withdrawal. You better make sure that you let the IRS know that you were under the age of, in some cases, 55 and separated from service, or 59 and a half, which are the kind of the magic numbers, because they will know. They will know that you, in fact, pulled out some money. So, anyway, those are some of the red flags that you want to be careful of, because those will trigger or potentially could trigger the letter from the IRS.
Yeah. All right. You got to be careful.
Interestingly enough, yes. All right, 844-220-0965, 844-220-0965, or you can text us to 21232, any question you may have for Joe or Harry. A lot of interesting tax questions coming in this time of year. I know it's on everybody's mind. I know everybody's thinking about that. You know, just to remind everybody, what are the ages that you would not be able to take out money without getting a penalty?
Well,
for 401ks, that is very common that we get questions in here about people asking what they are.
Sure.
So I thought I would remind everybody.
Well, if you have a 401k plan at work and your employer's 401k plan document states that you can, in fact, take a loan from a 401k. Many plans have that in place, Joe, where you can go in, get a loan. First time home buyers can pull out money without the penalty.
Be taxable. Right.
And
if you separate from service after age 55 and a 401k, you're not subject to the 10%.
Correct.
But you've got the tax. Right.
Correct. And then there's this little caveat that I've had some clients decide to take advantage of, and that is pulling money out of an IRA and then putting it back within the 60-day period. But mm-hmm. you have to be careful. You mm-hmm. can only do that one time per year. So that is another way that you could access your retirement plans. But again, it's not there. It's not a. It should not be handled or used as a bank account, Joe.
This is There is a way to take money out of your IRA before 59 and a half without a penalty.
72T.
Now we
start getting into some calculations and some. But there is a way of doing that. In essence, the younger you are, it's a way of, in essence, annuitizing your IRA, if you will, annuitizing meaning that you'll start receiving a check for life. And obviously, the younger you are, the less that check
you avoid the penalty, but you don't avoid the tax.
Correct. So there are some ways, strategic ways, and that's what we do at Certified Financial Group all day long.
Yep. All right.
All right. Well, we've got a couple of calls here on the phone line at 844-220-0965. We'll kick today's show off with Tommy in Orlando. Tommy, you're on with the Certified Financial Group here on WDBO.
Good morning, Tommy.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen. How's everyone doing?
Good. Awesome. Thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Great. Well, I am in the process of purchasing a new primary residence mm-hmm. out of state
mm-hmm.
and have not yet put my current primary residence on the market.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to cash flow the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And in order to do so, I am liquid cash short a decent amount, about $50,000. I have more than that in company stock. Can I liquidate company stock to purchase a house and return the funds to a qualified account without any penalty?
The company stock is in your 401k?
Correct.
Okay. And the short answer is no.
Well,
yeah, you can. As Harry said in the opening, you perhaps can borrow from your 401k up to the lesser of $50,000 of your vested balance.
Yeah, in my actual 401k portion,
yeah.
I don't have enough because that's 50% of the balance that I can borrow. Correct.
The lesser of 50% of your vested portion or $50,000. Now.
Right. Now, so my 401k.
But your stock is in your 401k plan.
I have a feeling it may not be. It might be a stock option plan of some sort that's maybe not in the qualified plan.
Is it in your 401k?
Is that right, Tommy?
The 401k is managed by a different company than manages the stock investment, and it's handled as two separate entities.
Okay.
And it's an out of country company.
Okay.
So the stock is actually a Canadian stock.
Oh.
All right. I don't know if that matters, but it does when I'm figuring what the value is.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
I'm trying to determine what kind of plan it would be. Maybe an ESOP? Does that ring a bell to you? Yeah. Let me back up here. Are you buying the stock? When you buy it, the money comes out of your paycheck?
Correct.
To do that.
Pre-tax.
Okay. Pre-tax. Okay.
There we go.
All right. There you go. So, all right. I don't know that you can do that without knowing the particulars of that plan, Tommy, I'd be remiss to tell you.
I think what you might want to look at doing, Tommy, is just call your human resource department. Because again, every plan can be set up a little differently. In theory, I'm not sure the 50,000 number may happen, but you may get close. But again, you also may have some restrictions on the stock and being able to sell the stock. I mean, there could be some restrictions there, and you may only be able to access the 401k part of it.
So how about this? In my equity in my home, and I don't know that you do real estate at all, but I've got more than enough to cover it.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Until the house sells.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that in a heartbeat.
So how would you float the difference?
Well, you do the home equity loan for whatever you need in the down payment in the new place. Then when you sell your existing home, you pay off the first mortgage and the home equity loan.
Okay, and that's okay to do? That's allowable?
Oh, sure.
I was told you can't take a home equity to buy another home.
Oh, no. You can take the home equity to do anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
No,
that's the easy way of doing it.
Yeah.
And low cost.
Now, under the new tax law, you're not going to get a tax deduction for the interest on the home equity loan.
Okay.
But that's
need it for a month or whatever.
Yeah,
it's a short-term deal. Yeah, I would Monday morning go to your bank and set it up. Yeah, that's the easy way to do it.
Okay. All right, wonderful. I appreciate the help, guys. Thank
all right, you're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, Tommy, thanks so much for the phone call. If you want Tommy's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We are planning tomorrow
today
with Joe Burton and Harry Stadelmeyer from the Certified Financial Group. Right now we pause to get the three big things you need to know. Welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here with Joe Burton and Harry Stadelmeyer from the Certified Financial Group, taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We are 3 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic, so I want to get right back to our busy phone lines. Talk to Josh in Claremont. Josh, you're on with Joe and Harry.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
All right, what's
great
up?
Hey, so I have a question. Me and my wife are cleaning up our accounts, and we have some surplus monthly to, you know, to reinvest. We have 401ks and a Roth IRA already, but we want to see what you guys recommend to invest in. It's like $200 to $300 extra a month. Nothing major, but we're looking to maybe reinvest in something or maybe cryptocurrency or...
No!
Joe, get off the floor. Joe, get up.
Go ahead. I mean, everybody's thinking about that, but that's not an investment.
No,
that's speculation.
Yeah,
that's, I call it electronic beanie babies. But go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, we don't have enough to do some big major investments or buy in some big stocks, but
sure.
We'd like to, let that money go to use and not keep it in the savings account, making no interest.
Okay, here's the question. How old are you?
42.
42. Your wife's the same age or close?
Yes.
You both have retirement plans at work?
Yes.
How much are you contributing every year to your retirement plan?
This year, about 13% per paycheck.
What's that come to annually, roughly?
I think last year it was like $600 under the max.
Okay. And your wife?
It's like 15.
Your wife the same thing?
She's close. She's close. Okay. I'm the breadwinner, so.
Got it. Oh, you better not tell her that like that. All right, here's the deal. What you want to do is you want to put the max out your 401k. Your age, the maximum you can put into the plan is $18,500 per year. And that'll, whatever you put in there is going to give you a tax deduction. So you're going to get an immediate benefit because you'd be figuring out your taxes now here in April and say, gee, we'd like to have some more tax deductions. You're going to get a sweet, easy, simple, dimple tax deduction for the money that you're going to put in the 401k, as will your wife. So what you want to do is top out the 401k and look at what you're putting in, what you put in last year. Look at how short you were, and chances are between the two of you, that couple $100 a month, you can slide in that 401k and get tax deduction.
Josh, I want to backtrack, though. You're 42. Do you have any debt?
Oh, yeah, we have debt. Like everybody else.
No, come out. Yeah. Put it in reverse. Credit card debt, how much?
I'd say about $14,000.
Okay, before you do any investing, kill it.
Thank you, Harry.
I will assure you that the interest that you're paying on that $14,000 eats up your $200 or $300 that you have left over. Kill it, and then let's start talking about investing because you're going backwards.
Yeah, Harry's 100% right, Josh. Kill that credit card, do plastic surgery, and get rid of it.
Yeah, I mean, you could be paying up to $1,400 a year in interest, perhaps.
Yeah, to raise it. Josh, thanks so much for the phone call. We'll get you a private consultation if you need some more time to hang on the line. And this is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group. If you want to give us a call, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Time for the news. Here's Dave Wall. Hey, welcome back to On the Money with the Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Harry Stadelmeyer from the Certified Financial Group, answering your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Before we get back to your great question, Joe, why are we listening to the police?
We're listening to the police because on April 28th, for the seventh consecutive year, Certified Financial Group is proud to be hosting or sponsoring, be the lead sponsor, if you will, for the annual Springs Concert at the Springs Community in Longwood. This year featuring the music of Sting and the Police, backed up by the full complement of the Orlando Philharmonic. And in times past, before we got involved, I used to think it was the Philharmonic, which plays wonderful music. But the beauty of this is we bring in a tribute band that does the actual music of Sting and the Police, mm-hmm. backed up by the Philharmonic. So it's a double, it's a beautiful night, right, Harry?
Yes. We've been very fortunate the last, 6 years.
Yep.
Beautiful night under the stars, and you bring a little picnic basket and a blanket or some chairs.
Adult beverage, sit around the springs, yep. kick back under the stars and listen to some great music. If you want more information, simply go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com. Click on the menu, bring down events and workshops and events, and you can find all the information right there, and you can get tickets, and you can also register for free tickets. There, we're giving away a couple of tickets in mm-hmm. conjunction with our Shred event next Saturday morning. We'll be broadcasting live from our office in Altamont Springs, right there on Douglas Avenue, from 9 to 11. We'll be broadcasting. You're welcome to bring two banker's boxes, and you'll see your private information shredded right before your very eyes. So for more information, once again, go to our website. You can click on events and workshops to get more details there. And also, Gary Abley has a event coming up. When, Harry?
April 7th, everything you wanted to know about mutual funds. So it's a real kind of a overview of how does a mutual fund really work. I mean, we talk about mutual funds all the time, but if you're really wanting to understand what that's all about, that would be April 7th in our office. Again, you can find that on our website. And register on our website as well.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
Good information.
People
yeah.
have all mutual funds in their 401ks, IRAs. They really people don't really understand how they work, what to look for, pros and cons, and all that stuff. Harry's going to cover all that once again on our website, financialgroup.com. Click on workshops and events, and it's all the information you need.
All right, fantastic. Let's get back to our busy phone lines here. And again, the number, if you want to join them, 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Jeff in Orlando. Jeff, you're on the Certified Financial Group here
morning,
on WDBO.
Good morning.
Hi, Jeff. What's up?
I had a question. My daughter had a part-time job last year, and she did have some earned income. Are there any restrictions of her opening a Roth IRA, though she's still dependent on mine?
The answer is you may open a Roth for her. As long as she had some income, you can put aside into the Roth no more than $5,500. If it was more than $5,500, but you can contribute to her Roth up to the amount that she had earned. So if she had some babysitting, or you said she had some earned income, you may deduct or may contribute to the Roth. And as you know, it's not deductible, but certainly somewhere down the road, assuming the tax laws don't change, she'll be able to pull that money out tax free. Ideally.
Yes.
So,
thank you very much.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. Thanks for the call. That's a lot of people are doing that for the youngsters.
Yeah.
Get them
yeah.
started early. Yeah. That money over time, baby. That's really going to grow.
They didn't have that back when I was mowing lawns.
You got that mm-hmm. right. Yep, yep.
I had a savings account with a minimum and a 2% interest rate.
Yep.
Yep. 844-220-0965 is the number if you want to join in on the conversation today. 844-220-0965. Do we want to address the hardship question about the 401k?
We
had a caller on the hold, but fortunately they dropped off during the latest news, weather, traffic.
Yeah,
we do want to address
my daughter flew in this past week, and when she was flying into Orlando, she was amazed at how many blue tarps
still
are out there.
Yeah.
And the reason being is because many people don't have the deductible amount to pay for the insurance.
Sure, yeah.
So one thing that you may want to consider, if this is maybe your last resort, is what, Harry?
The hardship.
Hardship out of your 401k plan.
Out of your 401k. However, you need to be aware that, a lot of times during commercial breaks, we do some research.
Right.
We were researching hardship.
Mm-hmm.
There are some rules. In fact, you still have to pay the penalty.
Right.
You cannot contribute to the plan for 6 months. And you do still have to pay the 10% penalty.
Penalty on the taxes.
On the taxes.
Yes. Yes.
So there are some restrictions of doing that. A better route might be taking a loan, but certainly the hardship is a opportunity for you to maybe pull out some money that you might need. But going back to the previous caller, if you have some equity in the home, maybe you might want to look at doing some of that.
Yep. But get her done.
All right. Let's get back to our phone lines here. Talk to David in Orlando. David, you're on with the Certified Financial Group here on WDBL.
David, good morning.
Good morning. I'm a member of the Thrift Savings Program with the federal government. I'm retired,
and
I'm receiving, besides the required minimum distribution, I'm having to take out a certain amount based on my age every month, which I really don't need. Now, I understand the government or Congress had passed a bill that would allow you to reinvest in the Thrift Savings Program, but it's not been enacted yet. Is that true?
I am not aware of that, David. I am not.
Yeah, there was apparently a bill passed in Congress back in November or something, but I didn't get the particulars of it as to when, in fact, that would go into effect.
You know, you say it was passed in November. That's when the new tax law came into effect. There may be a provision in there, but I'm not familiar with it.
So, David, you're telling us that on and above your required minimum distribution, you need to pull additional dollars out of the plan?
Yes, you either have to take a single payment or a monthly payment, or I think you could also invest in an annuity. But you can't supposedly keep the money in there. Now, they're saying that you have to take it out, pay the taxes, but then you can reinvest in one of their many different...
Right. It wouldn't be within the plan. It wouldn't grow necessarily on a tax-deferred basis, but allows you to keep your money invested as opposed to dumping it in a checking account or something.
Yeah, assuming that you know, you enjoyed or had good results on one of the many different types of...
Sure,
so I didn't know if you knew about that or not.
No, you know, we're going to do some research here at the break, and stay tuned. If we find something, we'll let you know. This is the first time anybody's brought that to our attention. No. There's a lot of provisions in that tax law that still have to be worked out, and it might be buried in there somewhere. So we'll do some research, and if you stay tuned, if we have an answer for you before the top of the hour, we'll let you know.
Great. I have one other question. Sure. I've often heard of exchange-traded funds, and I really don't know anything about them, what the advantages, disadvantages are.
Sure.
Can you illuminate me?
Sure. An exchange-traded fund is a hybrid. It's kind of like an individual stock and as well as a mutual fund. And by being like a mutual fund, what it is an investment that holds investments in many different stocks and or bonds. However, it's traded daily. It's traded, you can buy and sell it in the same day as opposed to a mutual fund, which you, if you want to sell it, you're going to sell it at the close of business at 4 o'clock on that particular day. You can put stop losses on it, which means that if you can set a certain limit, if it goes down to that limit, you're automatically be sold out. However, my rap against them is that they're not
actively managed.
Yes, they're not actively managed, and they've become the new plaything, if you will, of the investment world, and there's many different varieties, and a lot of advisors suggest that you use only ETFs, but they don't really have a long track record. In my mind, in many cases, they're a gimmick. Unless you buy one that tracks a specific index that's well-known, like the S&P 500, but to go off in some of these esoteric ETFs, I think, is you're speculating, and that's not what investing is all about.
Many people will try to...
short them?
Yes. Yes.
They do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Many people will use that as a tool, and the problem there is that if you're almost sector picking. And if you get too heavy in, say, industrials, or you get too heavy into, you know, technology, it can come back to bite you if that happens to be a sector that doesn't do well. So you have to be careful when putting that together.
You're not keen on them, is what you're saying.
Well, but, you know, and funny thing is...
I use them.
Yeah.
I use them, sparingly.
But like Harry says, what you don't want to do is focus on a specific sector, because then you're really gambling. If you use it as a broad index, like something that tracks the S&P 500, the only negative there, like an index fund, is they're not managed. So when the market takes a correction, you're riding it down.
Right.
Unless you put a limit loss on it, and then, you know, that's a way to protect yourself on the downside to some degree.
So it's an investment you have to be cognizant of.
Yeah, it's like a stock. It's like an individual stock. Yes.
Thanks for the great help. I appreciate it.
Okay, You're welcome. Appreciate your call.
Also, just typically, they have less holdings than a mutual fund. Your mutual funds typically might hold 150, 160 different stocks,
or
bonds,
more.
Or more.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, you'll see an ETF with much holdings in the portfolio.
And they are lower cost, and they're tax efficient. That's another benefit to it.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Well, David, thanks so much for the phone call. We appreciate it. If you want David's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. 1-800-795-0965. Text machine's up and running as well. 21232. We'll get to some of those text questions in just a moment. Paul in the Villages. Paul, you're all with the Certified Financial Group here on WDU.
Paul in the Villages. How are you?
Yeah, thank you. I got two questions. First is an easy one, maybe. Is it safe to keep over $500,000 in a credit union?
I think your protection is a $250,000 per account.
Well, they told me, you know, it's my wife and I, a trust, it's $500,000.
Yeah,
but they say they got an extra $250,000 through another company. Do you?
I can't speak to the credit union. I have absolutely no idea what they have. And if that's what they tell you they have, if you get it in writing, I think you're going to be okay.
Listen, my second question is more complicated. An L bond of GWG, where they buy high-end insurance policies, and then, of course, they make at a discounted price, and they make the payments until the person dies, and then they, of course, collect the insurance. You get some pretty good interest rates. For 5 years, you get up to 8%. You got to invest at least $25,000. Are you familiar with those type of investments?
We're both sighing. You know what, Paul? I believe they've actually been in our office, the GWG people,
right.
If I remember,
yes.
And explained the program to us. I can't really speak to it, so I won't. But I do have a little bit of knowledge, and I think for one reason or another, I chose not to use it in my client's portfolio, but. Joe might be able to.
Paul, the general rule of thumb is high reward, high risk, and
right.
So that's where you got to be careful of. I wouldn't go out too many years on that. I'm not saying any disparaging things about the particular company, but any time that anybody offers you an above average rate of return from the market, that also ties in the word guaranteed, then I become a little nervous. So just rule of thumb, rule of caution. Enjoy it while you can, but be careful.
Yeah, my investment advisor in Missouri is wanting me to invest in them. But again, to me, it's kind of like a Ponzi scheme. You know, they use your money to
pay others.
To pay others, and then your luck, I guess, if persons die in time, you a lot for the information.
All right, Paul. Thanks for calling.
Great weekend.
Hi, Paul in Orlando. Appreciate it. If you want Paul's lines, 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We have been planning tomorrow
today
with Joe Burton, Harry Stadelmeyer from the Certified Financial Group. Right now, we pause to get the three big things you need to know. Welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group. It is the final segment. It's your last chance to get your question answered, 844-220-0965 or 21232 on the text question. Because we are 4 minutes away from latest news, weather, and traffic, I want to get right to this. We do have a correction we want to talk about in the 401k hardship and the hurricane stipulations.
Yes, we had mentioned earlier about, gave some guidelines, and we have found out with our crack research team here, Rodney, our newest CFP, we were a little off with new legislation, and again, this applies not to hardship, but strictly to hurricane only, that you can pull out up to $100,000. The 10% is waived, and actually, if you don't pay it back into the plan, you have 3 years to pay the tax. So there are some stipulations. But again, this is not hardship withdrawals. This is hurricane only for Irma, whatever they were.
Harvey and Maria.
Yeah, there we go. Yes. So anyway, we wanted to update because we want to make sure the information going over the airwaves is accurate.
Okay.
All right, we got a couple of text questions in at 21232 that we want to get to before we get out of here. Any recommendation on a software or tool that consolidates all funds from multiple sources into one at-a-glance tool?
Well, one of the things people use is Mint. Mint.
Mint.
As in peppermint, only mint.com. Okay. That'll do it for you. One of the things that we are considering as a firm is to have the ability to do that for our clients, and everything in one place, and we're looking at various platforms in which to do that. But a lot of people want to be able to press a button and get a consolidated statement on everything they own. So mint.com is something you may want to consider in the interim.
All righty. We got another text question here, 21232. What's the better option to put lump sum pension for brother after I pass away, annuity or IRA or savings, et cetera?
What what's this? And what's better way to put lump sum?
What's the better option to put a lump sum?
First of all, I don't believe you're able to. If he took a lump sum pension, that means that he took a payout.
Brother? What's the for brother? I don't get that.
I'm assuming he wants to leave it for his brother in some way.
I got it. Okay.
But I think if you take a lump sum pension, you can't contribute it back. You can't take that money and put it back into an IRA. I mean, if you've taken a lump sum distribution of your pension, you've received a big check. You can't take that, put that back into an IRA.
No, but what you can do is you can take that lump sum, roll it into an IRA, name your brother the beneficiary, and then do a stretch IRA on the IRA you just got the money from on the pension. You follow what I'm saying? Take the pension money while he's still living. Take the pension money, roll it into an IRA, the lump sum pension, roll it into an IRA, and then name his brother the beneficiary of the IRA. And then when this person passes away, the brother can then do a stretch on the remaining the new IRA.
However, if you check the box lump I want a lump sum,
yeah,
it's no longer a pension.
But you can roll into an IRA. You can roll a pension. You can roll a pension into an IRA.
Yeah.
So that may be the option.
All right. Well, we got about a minute left, and we are broadcasting from the News 96.5 WDBO studios here live, like we are every Saturday at 9 o'clock. But next week, we will not be here in the studios. Why, Joe?
Next week, we will be on the grounds of Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs from 9 to 11 a.m. Actually, the shredding event is from 9 to 12, and we'll be broadcasting live from 9 to 11. You can bring two banker's boxes full of that private material, stuff you want to see shredded right before your eyes. And you can also register for two free tickets for the upcoming Springs concert on April 28th, the Springs Community. For more information, all you have to do is go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Click on events and get all the information right there. So we hope to see you there. We'll have coffee, donuts, and tickets, and shredding, and what else, Harry? That's it.
Everything.
That's it.
Everything you can ask
Sounds
for.
Good to me.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And you get more information in the upcoming workshop. Gary Abley, everything you ever want to know about a mutual fund, April 7th, once again at our office in Altamont Springs. That one fills up fast. You can make a reservation right there on our website.
And also, Springs tickets are available, I believe, right?
You can right there on our website, financialgroup.com. Everything you need is right there.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's edition of On the Money. We'll see you next.